We've got, I think we've got Bill in Harlem. No? We've got, we've got William. William from Chappaqua.
Yeah, I'm not in Harlem. I'm in Chappaqua.
I'm sorry. Boy. Now, this is, how are you, President Clinton? He just, he's got his memoirs coming out, and, you know, it's good that you finished them. We were talking to you when you were still working on them.
That's right. I'm still doing some last-minute fix-ups, but we're getting ready to set up the book tour now.
Oh, yeah? And where are you planning on heading?
I just basically want to get back in touch with all of America.
So now, wait, we do have Bill in Harlem now.
Hey, Mark.
How are you, Bill?
It sounds like Santa Claus.
This confuses me. So I've got Bill in Harlem and William in Chappaqua.
That's right. There's two of us. One is not enough.
Where do you guys eat breakfast anyway?
Well, it depends on the company we're keeping. I eat breakfast in the breakfast nook with the little missus.
Uh-huh.
I tend to eat breakfast wherever part of town I wake up
in. It's good Bill and bad Bill. So where are you heading on the book tour, fellas? Or fella? President?
Well, I've been wondering whether we need to book some hotel rooms for me across the nation, but I'm not exactly sure. Oh, William, you kill me, buddy. Well, you can book a Hotel 6 if you want to, my friend, but let's put it this way. I have accommodations elsewhere. Certain people willing to kindness of strangers, you know what I'm saying. I'm just not sure that's a good idea at this point. You never do, William.
It's good Bill and bad.
Why do you always do this to me?
How's Hillary?
Are you asking me or asking him? We got different answers on that one.
I'll take good Bill.
Doing quite well. We're getting along famously.
And bad Bill?
Oh, you know, same old, same old.
I thought you were going to say which Hillary.
Yeah, right.
So, fellas, what's the big plan for today?
You asking me or him? Well, why don't you do it first, Bill, because... Well, you're the responsible one. Well, I was going to call Bill Richardson, talk to him a little bit about the latest in Iraq, see what his feelings are about where the U.S. should be going at this point. It's a very delicate juncture, I'd say. International cooperation is key. We need to reach out to as many allies as possible.
And that, Bill?
Well, maybe some biscuits and gravy. And then I'm looking at a $1,000 haircut.
Well, thanks a lot, Bill and William. Thanks for calling, as usual.
Take me there, Mark.
All right, man.
Bye now.
All right.
This is a haircut with other services thrown in.
The two Clintons. So I guess we can go ahead and take some more calls even.